What is up, my millennial fam? Giacomo Thalay here with another installment of Believe in Millennial Nostalgia. Now, today, HBO Max dropped. And for those of you not in the know, HBO Max is a new streaming service. Not only does it have shows from HBO, but it's also got some cool, old, nostalgic shows that you could be streaming right now. They have tons of shows from Cartoon Network. There's so many classic shows on this app that I'm excited to get back into and start watching again. The first one that jumped out at me, of course, is Dexter's Laboratory. For a good chunk of time was my favorite cartoon on the Cartoon Network. I loved Dexter's Labs, especially those early seasons. Dexter, Dee Dee, Mandark, they're all here. So I'm excited to get back and start watching this show. And maybe I'll even do an episode solely on Dexter's Lab in the near future, because I'm scrolling through the episode list and the memories are just flooding in. Like, I love this show. Another one that HBO Max has on its lineup, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. My favorite part of this show was just how imaginative the animators got with these designs. In addition to Foster's, they also have the original OG Powerpuff Girls. The classic adventures of Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. I'm really excited to go back and like hear, especially like Mojo Jojo's ramblings. Those were always my favorite part of the Powerpuff Girls. He was my favorite villain. In addition to the Cartoon Network shows that I grew up with as a kid, they also have the ones that I had during like my teen years. I'm talking about Adventure Time, Regular Show, and I didn't watch Ben 10, but I know that it was popular amongst a lot of people. They have pretty much all the Ben 10 series on there as well. And the cool thing that they're doing on the HBO Max app, if you haven't heard, all my Adventure Time friends out there, they're bringing the show back in a series of like four television movies. And the first one's gonna drop this summer, and it's gonna be all about BMO and the standalone adventure that he goes on. So if you were sad that Adventure Time came to an end, it's gonna be right back for you. And my favorite Cartoon Network series of all time, which came out probably towards the end of my teenage years, but I'd be remiss not to mention it because I really want a lot of people to watch this. Steven Universe, in its near entirety, is on the app. And what I mean by near entirety is they don't have the movie or the sequel series Steven Universe Future on there yet. But the main Steven Universe plotline, all five seasons are there. There is literally no excuse for anyone not giving Steven Universe a chance. Now, stepping away from Cartoon Network and into the realm of, like, sitcoms, if you were a fan of Friends in the 90s, and you were like really upset when Netflix got it taken off. This is the reason that Friends is no longer on Netflix, is because Warner Brothers needed those rights to put them back on the HBO Max app. Another 90s sitcom that I'm sure a lot of us are gonna go back and rewatch that is on the app right now, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. This is like when the world was really, really introduced to Will Smith, and kudos to him. The show is hilarious, it has a long-lasting appeal, and even though it's like drenched in that 90s nostalgia, I know there's a lot of episodes that can resonate to this day. And for that, I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to going back and watching it again. For all my Potterheads out there, doesn't matter what house you're in, I'm a Hufflepuff, and I'm not ashamed of that. So now, after all these years of people wanting Harry Potter on demand, like if you didn't own the DVDs or the Blu-rays, here it is, all eight movies. A few weeks ago, I did an episode about the origins of Adult Swim, and a lot of those early shows that I mentioned in that episode are now streaming on the app. They have Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Home Movies, Robot Chicken, Space Ghost Coast to Coast, and The Boondocks. Now, in that episode that I did a few weeks ago, I didn't get to talk about The Boondocks, mainly because I was focusing on the more like sillier shows. The Boondocks was like a lot more grounded. It was a lot more controversial and innovative. I'm excited because they have all the seasons of Boondocks on the HBO Max app, and not just that, HBO Max is actually in production of new episodes of The Boondocks. I don't know what direction they're going to go in. I'm not sure if the late John Witherspoon was reprising his role as Granddad and if he recorded any lines before his passing. He really is the heart and soul of the voice cast in the original. So anyone that they get to play Granddad in the future really has some big shoes to fill. On the superhero side of things, they have the OG Teen Titans. This, like, with Avatar, those were, like, the two big, like, action-oriented series that a lot of us really tuned into on a regular basis back in, like, the early 2000s. These are the ones that we've been waiting for to pop up on a streaming service. They also have a Batman Beyond movie, Return of the Joker, which was a direct-to-video movie based on Batman Beyond. I remember this movie being probably one of my favorite parts of that series because Mark Hamill from the original Batman the Animated Series came back to reprise his role as the Joker. And the movie got a lot more serious in its tone. And even to this day, I say that it's one of the better Batman movies. Sesame Street, probably something each and every one of us has watched at least once in our life. This is a never-ending program, and I hope it never ends. It's got so much heart to it. While they don't have every single Sesame Street episode, I wouldn't expect them to. Just alone on the HBO Max app, they have 50 years worth of Sesame Street episodes. Over 5,000 episodes. And that's not even counting like the spin-offs that they have on there. They just started a new show today called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. And it's Elmo hosting his own late night talk show. I don't care that I'm a grown ass adult. I still love me some Elmo. So I'm gonna tune into that. And for all my fellow anime nerds, they have the Studio Ghibli collection. All the big movies that we remember, like Spirited Away, My Neighbor Totoro, Princess Mononoke, Kiki's Delivery Service, Howl's Moving Castle, those are all here. And even some of the more like obscure ones, like Pom Poko and Porco Rosso. In addition to like all of those episodes of Sesame Street, they also have a massive collection of classic Looney Tunes. Like, I went back to, like, the first quote-unquote season of Looney Tunes, and it is, like, something from, like, the 30s. So I'm excited. As an animation nerd, like, I love Looney Tunes. I think that the comedy in those early Looney Tunes shorts really set the stage for that, like, quick-paced humor that we get in a lot of animated programs. And even in, like, some live-action things like Deadpool and Kung Fu Hustle. In addition to the old Looney Tunes shorts, HBO Max has commissioned a whole bunch of new ones. So there's a new series on there called Looney Tunes Cartoons. And these are new animated shorts, animated in the style of the classics. And I watched one, and it really does try to capture that feel of the early shorts. So I'm excited to see like what new animators can bring to these characters. So yeah, what are you excited to watch on the HBO Max app? Let me know. You can find me on Instagram at Millennial Nostalgia Podcast. And be sure to follow at Believe Podcast as well. If you have a product that you want advertised on Millennial Nostalgia, go to Believe.com, click on the Advertise tab, and get in touch with our advertising team. We're here every Throwback Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course, on Believe.com. I'm your host, Giacomo Thalay. Thanks for joining us, and I'll catch you back here next Throwback Thursday.